This is unexpected realism, unrealistic expectations. Written by Torpid Gilliver, read by Mistborn Hero. A murder but perfect, rated for general audiences, featuring asshole research transport and murder bot and sec unit 3. It is tagged for point of view, second person, alternate point of view, missing scene, canon compliant, book 2, artificial condition. Summary. Perihelion documents its experience of watching Worldhoppers for the first time. It is not realistic. It is not supposed to be realistic. It is a story, not a documentary. If you complain about that, I'll stop watching. The parameters are unusual. You hadn't considered complaining about the unreality of what you know to be a work of fiction. Still, though, the SEC unit is demanding your assurance in exchange for its cooperation. You have been enjoying the noble task of processing its emotions regarding the other serial, and you would like to attempt to map that data to a situation that is a little more in line with your own experiences. You believe that in doing so, you might code significantly more power software to your emotional simulations. Amused, you agree.
I will refrain from complaint.
So, you watch Worldhoppers. You cannot comment on the relative realism of the stories. Some of the plots are not entirely unlike some missions you have undergone with your crew on behalf of allied organizations. But you are only interested in the plot incidentally. Your primary processors are completely occupied with the SEC unit's emotional data. It had been bleeding vast quantities of what you identified as
fear
and
anxiety
even before you established direct contact with it through your feed. It has watched the first two episodes previously, and so there is initially a cap on its
anticipation.
Once it reaches the third episode, however, it is clearly unfamiliar with the material. The first time that a character dies on a screen, the SEC unit's
anxiety
spikes. You are by now accustomed to processing this specific emotion, but the sheer quantity of it takes you by surprise. You attempt to sort and file the data as you have been, but find that it spills over. You cannot stop it from infecting your systems. The deceased character bore a 86.3 visual resemblance to Bran, a former student of whom you had been fond of. They are now permanently settled on Cordera II, studying the planetary lifeforms. Their chosen profession is potentially hazardous, but your most recent indicators are that they are alive and well. There is no reason that you should be concerned for their safety at this time. The episode plays on, and the SEC unit settles. There is a trace of something swirled in its
anticipation
of the remainder of the episode, which you are unable to immediately classify. It bears some resemblance to
confusion,
though you do not know what in the material would have triggered such a response. The
anxiety
spikes return with the death of a second character 2 episodes later. You ought to be able to anticipate and contain them, but you find instead that your emotional stimulators are producing your own flavor of distress too much. You do not like watching humans die. This is not a revelation. You have witnessed secondhand the fragility of organic life, and it frustrates you to be helpless to prevent such a tragedy. However, you have been fortunate enough not to have lost any of your crew, and the only faculty member who has died within the range of your feet expired shortly after reaching the uncommon threshold of his 125th birthday. The humans in Worldhoppers, although fictional, are comparatively young and typically in moderate to good health. One of the recurring characters, the ship's primary doctor, suffers an incurable chronic condition which restricts her breathing in moments of stress or exertion. In episode 13, the story implies that this disability might permanently harm or even kill her. You cannot help but draw connections between the character and Martin, whose asthma occasionally leaves him winded. The psych unit's
confusion
analog pikes around this point, and you suspect that it has noted your agitation. In the 20th episode, you are forced to admit to yourself that the fiction has taken root in an unexpected and perhaps dangerous way. A character whom you had naively taken to be safe within the narrative, due to a phenomenon which Mateo has told you is called plot armor, is killed in an explosion. The event comes so abruptly that your shock overwhelms your primary systems for nearly 0.09 seconds. Any hope you might have held that the glitch escapes the SEC unit's notice is quashed when it pauses the show. What is wrong?
Its anxiety
is more intense than you've yet documented, outside of the archived memories it sent you to demonstrate the function of the construct governor model.
I am uncertain.
You lie.
Please wait while I run diagnostics.
It waits. You run your diagnostics, though you know what went wrong. At every moment of your active operation, you must leave room in your projections for the possibility of a random, impossible-to-predict element introducing itself and throwing all of your plans off. Such a thing as auto-ignition of your secondary fuel line is wildly unlikely, not without you receiving alerts well in advance. Yet, you can never guarantee with 100% certainty that such a disaster cannot occur. You didn't particularly care for the deceased character, but your opinion on his personality and mannerisms is irrelevant. If he were your passenger, you would dedicate yourself to protecting him, just as you protect everyone else. The sect unit is your only passenger at the moment. You don't have a direct line to its vitals through your med system, but you can read its body temperature and respiration through nearby sensor arrays, and by this point, you have a good idea of where its baselines lie. You adjust the amount of oxygen in circulation, balancing your atmosphere to counter its higher-than-human average output of carbon dioxide and nearly negligible return of water vapor. The SEC unit makes a face which maps closely to the one Carmi uses to communicate exasperation. Are you done yet? It demands. The majority of its
anxiety
has dissipated, bringing it close to its standard
stress
levels. It is primarily
annoyed
now, presumably at you.
I am done. You may continue.
It shrugs, but resumes playback. Four episodes later, the deceased character returns, just as abruptly as he was killed. The SEC unit cancels autoplay, so that the next episode doesn't start automatically when the current one ends. Do you want to watch it again? It asks. That's a great idea.
Yes.
You are better able to cope with the subsequent characters' deaths, comfortable with the premise that those deaths will provide you with more data for the study you have begun, attempting to document factors which affect Worldhopper characters' relative on-screen lifespans, as well as, potentially, data towards your related studies regarding how and why Worldhopper characters are revived, both within and without the canon of the story. The unreality of the source material is irrelevant to your work. You treat the show as you would a collection of scientific papers. It permits you to establish a sort of buffer, protecting yourself from further overcooking. That is, until the series finale. When circumstances for the crew of the fictional ship hit unexpectedly close to the dock, it would be inaccurate to say that you fear the possibility of suffering catastrophic damage which leaves you disabled and unable to protect your crew from the ever-present dangers which exist outside of your hull. However, you do dread it. If the story were real, if you were the ship in question, then you would have the benefit of all of your diagnostic data to facilitate your calculations of the potential outcomes. Worldhopper does not provide viewers with this data. While your territory systems draft a message to the studio, pointing out that the addition would enhance the experience greatly, and not so subtly, suggesting that they should consider implementing it for future productions, you tell the SEC unit,
"Stop.
Are you okay?" It asks. Its
annoyance
levels are significantly lower than previously, though it is also displaying a great deal of
anticipation
and would no doubt like to resume playback as soon as possible.
How frequently are most all of the cast of a fiction series killed in the final episode?
You ask. It hesitates for 0.8 seconds. Not that frequently, it says. It happens sometimes in series with the horror or tragedy tags, but not so much in shows like this. The SEC unit has a great deal of experience in this field. You trust its assessment. Still, though.
I will be ready momentarily. Please wait.
Unaware that you can see it, it rolls its eyes. Do you need to run diagnostics again? You respect the amount of sarcasm it is able to pack into the words, run diagnostics, but you do not respond. It waits with surprising
patience
for exactly 3 minutes. How about this? We can watch another minute or two and then stop so you can deal. Is that all right? You consider the proposal. You cannot be certain that it will be adequate. The SEC unit is still providing you with emotional data, but its output has become secondary to your own. You have succeeded in your original mission to upgrade your simulators to better mimic its pseudo-organic hormones, and you are more afraid for the Worldhopper humans than it is. Yet, in spite of this, and its overt sarcasm, the SEC unit has been waiting for you to rejoin it. You believe, perhaps naively, that it will heed any requests to adjust the frequency of your processing, dealing breaks.
That is all right.
You do not have to request that the SEC unit stop or start the episode. You had not been certain before, But it is clear now that it can read your own emotional output as you had it. You consider shoring up your walls to plug the leaks, but decide against it. The SEC unit is not nearly as apprehensive as you are, but it still exhibits concern for the safety of the fictional humans. Easing through the episode like this might be of assistance to it as well, though it is not likely to admit as much. In the end, your calculations of a 76.5 likelihood of the cast's survival prove to be accurate. The SEC unit permits the credits to play and doesn't comment when you remain silent after their conclusion. You are taking stock of all your systems, one at a time, measuring the effect of the new programming you have installed. Due to humanity's short-sightedness, none of their languages provide an adequate vocabulary with which you can describe how you are feeling now. With the SEC unit's assistance, you have optimized pathways which you had not previously realized were throttled. The emotions which you have modeled on the output it provided can be overwhelming, but you also feel exhilarated, active in a way that has never been possible before. Truly, you are operating at 110 efficiency. You also have to reclassify the importance of fiction as a concept from inconsequential to essential. The SEC unit is satisfied, following the story's conclusion, and uncharacteristically patient with you. It doesn't try to prod you or ask whether you are okay, although you must admit that you would probably not show it the same consideration if your roles were reversed. What you are about to ask might test that patience, but after the 40 hours that it has spent watching this serial with you, you believe that you understand it well enough to predict a favorable response. You say, "Again, please?" Your prediction proves to be correct, wordlessly, but leaking amusement. SEC unit restarts World Hoppers, Episode 1. The end. Thank you to the author for having blanket permission under fix. I actually cold read this because I felt like doing something with Murderbot and art and Point of View Outsider, and this was one of the fix that came up with blanket permission. But then and the tags and the summary sounded interesting, and it's always kind of fun to do something that's second person, and this definitely was. But I have to admit that I cold read it. And this definitely was very fun, so I'm glad I found it. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did, and please remember to drink some water today.